USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Former Trump campaign chief Paul Manafort will be sentenced in a federal court in Northern Virginia later today after being convicted of tax evasion, bank fraud, and failing to report foreign lobbying. Manafort pleaded guilty to similar charges in a case in Washington, D.C., for which he'll be sentenced next week. Former Trump lawyer Michael Cohen answering yet more questions from the House Intelligence Committee behind closed doors yesterday. USA Radio's Wendy King reports.
I believe that all of the members were satisfied with the statements and the responses that I gave to them.
He produced documents to back up his claims that a false statement about the Trump Tower Moscow project he delivered to Congress in 2017 was edited by President Trump's attorneys. Jay Sekulow, one of the president's lawyers, denies the allegation.
USA Radio News.
Question, do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare. And they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-B-I-B-L-E, 833-34-BIBLE.
U.S. Senator Martha McSally, the Arizona Republican, saying at a hearing yesterday on sexual assault in the military that she was raped when she was serving in the U.S. Air Force. She says she was raped by a superior officer, but she never reported it.
Like so many women and men, I didn't trust the system at the time. I blamed myself. I was ashamed and confused. I thought I was strong, but felt powerless.
Beloved host of TV's Jeopardy since 1984. Alex Trebek says he's been diagnosed with stage 4 pancreatic cancer, saying in a YouTube announcement yesterday,
I plan to beat the low survival rate statistics for this disease.
The 78-year-old Trebek saying he will also plan on working the TV show while he's undergoing treatment. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If your New Year's resolution is to be healthier, it all starts with a good night's rest. MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, you'll get the lowest price ever MyPillow has offered for their 4-pack, free shipping, and their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, use my promo code USA to get 2 premium MyPillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows. MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
The State Department has confirmed some U.S. troops will remain in Syria to maintain a military presence. John Clemens reports.
That was a confirmation from Robert Palladino, deputy spokesperson at the U.S. State Department.
The residual force of the United States military is going to remain in northeast Syria as part of a multinational force in order to prevent ISIS resurgence and to support stability and security in northeast Syria.
The battle continues against ISIS as many of the terrorists remain in a small area of land in the middle Euphrates River Valley in Syria. I'm John Clemens.
An actor from the hit movie School of Rock has been arrested after Florida authorities say he stole several guitars. USA's Chris Barnes has details.
Charged for the thefts in the Tampa Bay area, 27-year-old Joey Gatos Jr., who played a child guitar prodigy named Zach in the 2003 movie.
Lead guitar, Zach Attack. Take a seat.
Venice police say Gatos walked out of a Troll music store there with a guitar on February 7th, then allegedly took a $2,000 Les Paul from a Sarasota Sam Ash store on the 11th and was arrested a few days later. Also charged for thefts from Charlotte and Manatee counties. He's been charged with a total of 4 felonies. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Take us with you on your mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com.